definitely got some good information. Mindset, detox, demystifying awareness. Most welcome. Demystifying awareness, astrology shit, numerology shit. I'm on the tip of it. Understand the 10 of it. Completion and the start of a new cycle. The number 10 is the number of perfection. You're going to do some sounds. Dope. Good, great minds think alike. 10 contains all the numbers, bringing them back into unity on to a higher cycle of evolution. As we travel through the tarot, we begin to understand that each number is a step forward and each suit is an aspect of what our soul, that grows from facing challenges, struggles, and the gifts of the universal support. During the journey of 1 through 9, we become more aware of our personal power as well as our connection with the divine. We become fully vested as a spiritual traveler, engaging our personal power and discovering our true self in a higher awareness. The number 10 represents completion as well as beginning into new realms of growth and discovery. 10 represents the temporary ground we review and contemplate before we move to the next spiral of adventure. 10 in the 4 tarot suits signal transformation. All the suits represents the arena that the cycles of life play out, bringing us deep understanding and clarity. Recognizing how our collective experience relate to the bigger picture of our life's purpose. We begin to see the patterns of our life, past, present, and future, understanding the greater lessons of destiny, karma, and incarnation. With the number 10, the circle represents the soul and the karma. The number 1 represents the rod of power, the spark of life. Our souls remember actions and experiences from past lives that were left unconquered and now are joined with a new beginning that manifests yet another cycle of experience, bringing us closer to our destiny and purpose. The 0 represents the spirit and the light of the divine star. When it joins with the number 1, our own unique star is born, the divine star. When it joins with the number 1, that unique star is born within us and holds the answer to all our unanswered questions and dilemmas. As 1 joins with 0, spiritual perfection is achieved and life and light are united. The number 10 brings the return of unity with the new cycle of life's experience to be explored. 10 also brings new mastership and understanding of oneself and the quest. We like these muscle memory quests. Children love quests. The lesson of the 10, the joining of the 1 and 0, is to achieve peace in our hearts, living life in harmony with nature and those around us. As we become aware of our connection with the divine, we begin to see the experience, to see and experience the joy and abundance in every manifestation we create. Through the peace and love in our total being, we understand how perfection and completion can be reached. Ja. Two. Ja. Catch those vibes of 2-2-2, which equals 6, perfect harmony. 10 is the number of the major arcana, key, the wheel of fortune, the law of karma, and life's experiences. Life is constantly cycling through the perceived good and bad, leaving one either at the bottom, grasping to ascend, or at the top, experiencing fulfillment and success. There are multiple levels of the wheel of fortune cycle. It is the ever-turning cycle of life, death, and rebirth. It represents unexpected encounters and twists of fate. The 10th house of the zodiac is Capricorn, with its key words, I utilize. This house and sign represents woman's willpower on earth. As they journey through the material glamour of the world, and they ascend toward the light of true enlightenment. Their quest is to master their world in an enlightened way. With the number 10, we have passed through the portal of completion and perfection, and there lays yet another journey ahead. We have gained deep insight about ourselves, our destiny, and our purpose. The 10 of Wands, the 10 that we're going to talk about now today, is the 10 of Pentacles, as they bring accomplishment and appreciation of living in harmony with nature and the cycles of life. When we arrive at the number 10, we have learned to master our life through perseverance, focus, faith, and acceptance. We know life is cyclic. Nothing remains the same except for the light that you follow. Attention. Life, force, energy. 10 of Pentacles. In the image of the 10 of Pentacles, a magical garden surrounds the portal to the kingdom on earth. The portal. The family in this kingdom has found the key to living life in harmony and love with humanity and nature. The family symbolizes the ever-evolving cycles of life that are in constant motion in each of our lives. They are touching each other, symbolizing connection and unity. The young boy holds the white rose of purity and divine intellect. The castle represents the kingdom, and our hearts an everlasting spiritual home. The red rose garden symbolizes life on earth, balancing the earthly desire with spirit. The pentacle symbolizes the physical being. The pentacle heart. The heart represents the heart on the top of the pentacles, speaks of receiving divine love and giving love to the world around you. Love. Giving love when your love is really low. I give love because I understand the show. We got a prophesized prophet in this shit. Kanye just said he going for president in this bitch. I'ma be behind that campaign, we're going anyway. He not gonna be Republican or Democrat of the day. He gonna show that the independents got they shit, the influence, they really, really rock his shit. I mean, I'm sorry, this was the channeling. That shit just came down, I'm sorry. That, see you and your political shit, yo, get your political sauce off our shit, bro. Cause I don't care about politics, but I care about Kanye cause he's a fucking genius. But like, that's talking about energies and portals, right? Astrologically, Mercury in Virgo, 20 to 30 degrees Virgo, mutable Earth, that's the third decadent for wisdom and spirit, renunciation. That sounds like some Sanskrit shit right there. Lunar cycle to super full moon. Like this full moon that we're in tonight is big as fuck.
Yeah.
Ja. Key phrase, wealth in abundance. Was that base? I say the 10 of Pentacles brings success, abundance, and wealth. We are experiencing the riches of life. The 10 of Pentacles blesses you with spiritual wisdom being channeled and expressed into the material. Life feels golden. We have found the key to living our earthly desires in balance with divine thought, and the rewards are magical. Earthly desires with divine thought.
Divine thought?
Divine thought. That's what they said. Thought. Like thoughts are dope.
Didn't I say something like that in my channel lunch the other day?
You did. That's why I repeated it. And the rewards are magical. This is beautiful. Balance gives us a deep appreciation, not only for what we have achieved on the earthly plane, but what we have achieved in our spiritual evolution. The two go hand in hand, and when in balance, the experience is truly a magical one. The key to the 10 of Pentacles is recognizing how life's treasures magically come to us through the cyclic process of receiving and giving. The 10 of Pentacles speaks of the miracles that happen in everyday life. One just has to recognize them. The gift of the 10 of Pentacles is knowing how to alchemically blend the energies of spirit and matter. Yeah, and you made a poem about that. Yeah, you're a spirit writer. I like being around spirit writers because you know what y'all writing about? Spirit. Into a wondrous life. The Ten of Pentacles symbolizes the home, work, and the luxuries of life, good health, and success. There's a strong sense of family, community, and respect for Mother Nature. Way better terms. The gift of wealth may have been received through birthright, inheritance, material drive, or just luck. I don't believe in luck, but we can be lucky charms as much as we want. However, the abundance has come to us, there is a cosmic responsibility to give back to humanity and nature in some supportive way. Keeping the cosmic flow of receiving and giving evolving. That's why I told you our spiritual, our job is our ability to sell. That's why we had to sit back. I'm like, I'm working right now. Like, yeah, she was, Kenise was like, yo, like our job is never over. I'm like, no, never. That's why you gotta enjoy your breaks. You gotta enjoy your retreats. Make your retreat something that you can like charge up off of.
That's why I love my
self-care. Yo, you made me have a better outlook on self-care. Mani pedis are pretty dope. Like, I can go to the Asian people and get them to work on my feet now. When we receive divine wisdom from spirit, that wisdom transforms into intellectual imagination, inspiring us to achieve our ideas and thoughts into the world of form. We become the visionary of our lives, living our dharma, which is our spiritual purpose. At this point, there is an understanding of how we and our actions are connected to the greater whole. When material wealth is in balance with the inner wealth of spiritual wisdom, there's a sense of responsibility to the earth and humanity's evolution. The world community becomes your family. There is an inherent sense of wanting to serve mankind and honor Mother Earth. Big shits. There's an inherent sense of wanting to serve mankind and honor Mother Earth. At one time or another, we all need a helping hand through our journeys in life. Our life has put us in a position where we can help another individual or take action on a grander scale. The Ten of Pentacles launches us onto a new stage of awareness and acceptance of responsibilities, stretching us to think and see life with a more expansive perspective. The Ten of Pentacles awakens our soul. We are in harmony and peace with our surroundings, bringing us security in our profession, community, and home. Relationships are stable and deepening. The Ten of Pentacles has brought us well-being, prestige, success, and riches, but it also signals a time to prepare ourselves to cross the portal of the next cycle of discovery. Our life is in a transformation at this moment. Job.